Blog Talk Radio.
All right, man. Look, let's go. I'm feeling tired, a little unhealthy, and if my thoughts start becoming jumbled or I start defending stubbornness or whatever, please forgive me. But like I said, I don't even think that we're going to be here for a whole long time today. We're going to, you know, get this thing through, push it on, and I'm going to let y'all get on with the rest of y'all day, because look, I got a nap with my name on it. I haven't slept very much. But that's neither here nor there. Today on the Urban Therapy with Sun Show, we are talking about don't let them talk you to death. Do not let them talk you to death. You know, I'm talking to all of the golden tongued people out there, the golden tongued people out there. You know who I'm talking about. I know who I'm talking about. We know who we're talking about. We all know somebody who talks. You know, and I'm not even just talking about the people who won't let you get in a word edgewise. I'm just talking about the people who run their mouths a lot, whether they are actually having a conversation with you or whether they are snitching on somebody, telling on somebody, telling somebody's business, getting in somebody's business, whatever the case may be. You know, they might be actually doing some decent stuff like networking and stuff. You know, it's always good to have a person who knows what to say and what and when to say it, to whom they need to say it to, on your squad. It's always good to have a person like that. The thing is, it can backfire. And when we talk about not talking me to death, do not let them talk you to death. We're talking about people like con men. We're talking about people who talk a lot, do very little. And I'm not going to sit up here and tell you that just because you are talking it and not living it, that you're not real. Because giving information, putting information out there, inspiring people out there, I support that. I think it's a good thing. We just have to remember that inspiration can be a good thing and it can be a bad thing. Many people have been inspired to do the wrong things. We have gang members out there. We have cult members out there. We have all types of negative, militia, divisive, or should I say divisive people out there. People who are more or seem to be more concerned with doing harm than helping out. Yeah, we're going to talk about all of that. But I need to know how y'all feeling this afternoon. How's everybody? You know, I haven't spoke to some of y'all since last night. And I warned y'all yesterday. I knew I was going to be tired today because I was tired last night. You know, things have been a little rough. Y'all see my eyes kind of red. You know, look at that. I'm up here looking like, you know what I mean? Looking like I'm nursing a hangover or whatever. But don't worry, because I'm not nursing a hangover. Y'all know I don't drink or smoke or get high or any of those kinds of things. And if you don't know, now you know. But we are going to talk about people talking you to death. You know, talking you to death. You know, like, have you ever dealt with somebody who talks way past the point of information that you were looking for? Like, maybe you asked a question, or maybe you were going somewhere to find out something about something. So you ask somebody a question and they give you the answer up front, but then they over inform you. They give you way more than you needed. Like, you may have needed the answer fast so you can make a phone call, so you can take a trip, so you could do whatever it is that you needed to do with the information. And they are still going. And you're thinking that, well, I don't want to dip out of this conversation before I know for a fact that I have all the information that I need. I don't want to be one of those people who didn't listen long enough and I missed a point, or I missed out on something that could help me or be beneficial for me. You understand what I'm saying? That's what we're talking about today on the Urban Therapy with Sun Show. Let me see. Let's see what this tea hot. It's too hot to drink. I can't drink it yet. I ain't going to do nothing but burn my tongue, and I'm not a fan of burning my tongue. Do you understand? By the way, this is a 39-ounce container of water. My water bottle is 39 ounces, so it's like I'm drinking a 40-ounce. Don't let them talk you to death. Don't let them talk you to death. Like I said, people who talk a lot can be very influential. And I know that we always say, yeah, don't talk about it, be about it. And we say action speaks louder than words. But a lot, from what I've seen, and probably by what a lot of you have seen, talkers get just as much notoriety, attention, and are able to get people to do their bidding as anyone who does action. I would actually argue that they get more people to do what they want them to do. You know, I ain't gonna lie, man. I've only seen let me put it this way. The only people who are about that action that I've seen be able to fill up stadiums full of people are performing artists, particularly musicians, you know. Other people who perform actions rather than words, I don't see them fill up stadiums. Now, you can always say that, well, yeah, when you're talking about filling up stadiums, you're talking about show business. So, of course, you're talking about people who talk. But that's not the only place where large numbers of people participate. And my question to you would be like, okay, name some other places where large numbers of people participate. Because other than stadiums, I can't think of any. But I know this. I don't think that you're going to get 20,000 people to come watch you build a car or make a paper airplane. You know, stadiums and ticket sales are for people who talk, unless they're musicians. I wouldn't be able to say actors, because actors do what they talk. That's a part of the act. It's a major part of the act. It really is. And, you know, when you think about over 100 years ago, when the movies didn't have a soundtrack, before, y'all. There was no sound in the movies. They were silent movies. So you would go to the movie house, and they had someone who played the piano to symbolize what was going on in the movie. So through the piano, you knew scenes that were supposed to be action scenes or hype scenes or sad scenes or things like that. So you really had to listen to the music. When you think about it nowadays, it sounds crazy because everything is in high definition. We're talking about high definition in video, high definition in stereo, in sound, audio. But there was a time when you had to pay attention and figure it out. Figure out how they were conveying their emotions in the movies. Because the movies were subtitled. Don't get me wrong. The movies were subtitled. The thing is, what if you weren't a good reader? You know, I always think about these kind of things, man. You know, I think about these kind of things. In the silent movie era, if you weren't a good reader, you were just ass out. I guess you had to listen to the music. All right. Urban Therapy was saying, let's get a popping. Urban Therapy with Sun 752. Was this your daily? I told you I was tired. This ain't the Daily Go Get 'Em-ism show. Urban Therapy with Sun, Sun 752. This is the Urban Therapy with Sun show. We do this every single Saturday from 1 p.m. till around 2:30-ish. And the reason that we say 2:30-ish is because sometimes it gets so heated that we just have to do a little OT on a Saturday. And it is Saturday. This is the show where adults come out and play with other adults. We laugh, we cry, we argue, fuss and fight, go back and forth with each other. Bust it up all crazy. We take an introspective look into our own personality to see the way that the world, the universe projects us into this thing called the world and try to figure out this thing called life. I am your host, Sun 752, a.k.a. Omar with the rrrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrrr, well, then you just say Omar with the R. This is the Urban Therapy with Sun Show, and we are talking about don't let them talk you to death. Don't let them talk you to death. Yo, Donald Trump. Don't let them talk you to death. Kanye, what? Don't let them talk you to death. I said Tupac. Don't let them talk you to death. I said, Barack Obama. I said, don't let them let them talk you to death. I said, MLK. I said, don't let them talk you to death. I said, Louis Farrakhan. I said, don't let them let them talk you to death. I said, I said, T.G. Jakes. I said, don't let them let them talk you to death. I said, I said, a Creflo Dollar. I said, don't let them let them talk you to death. I said, I said, Ron DeSantis. Don't let them talk you to death. I said, I said, Jesse Jackson. Don't let them talk you to death. I said, Al Sharpton. Don't let them talk you to death. I said, Kamala Harris. Don't let them talk you to death. I said, Joe Biden. Don't let them talk you to death. I said, are you filling the blank? I said, don't let them talk you to death. I said, talkers. That's where a lot of the influence comes in. A lot of the influence comes in from people having the golden tongue, being very charismatic. I like the way such and such speaks. You've heard people say it. You probably said it about somebody that you admired or that you were inspired by before. I like the way they talk. You know, they inspire me. They make me want to, I feel the words that they're saying. They make me want to go out there and be a better person, to do something better, to improve myself, to improve my condition, to improve the conditions of others who are my neighbors and in my community. I mean, ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with that. But we have to also remember that a lot of people over-talk and under-deliver. I said a lot of people over-talk and under-deliver. I said a lot of people over-talk and under-deliver. They under-deliver. They under-deliver. I said a lot of people over-talk and under-deliver. I said a lot of people over-talk and under-deliver. I said a lot of people over-talk and under-deliver. And it's all good. Till your expectations are unfulfilled and they somebody said they will or they said they won't. Okay, let's look at it. You know, when we talk about not letting somebody talk you to death, we can talk about two aspects of it. We can talk about people who are always talking about what they're going to do and never really following through on it. We can talk about that. We can talk about that all day. Or we can also talk about people who talk about what they would never do. They talk about who they're not. And what they would never do and how they would never be compromised. And sometimes these are the very people who are compromised. And these are the very people who underdeliver. And these are some of the people who not only underdeliver, but they totally talk it, never live it. Talk it, never live it. They ain't going to do a damn thing. Have you ever known anybody that you know talks a lot about what they want to do and what they're going to do, and you know right there at the time that they say it, that they ain't going to do none of that stuff that they talking about? Have you ever seen that? I have. I absolutely have. You know, sometimes if you know a person well enough, you know at the time that they're saying what they're going to do, that they're not even thinking about doing. Not even thinking about it. You know, And they'll make excuses and say, well, you know, look, you know, I just be throwing stuff out there. Y'all know, I say a lot of things. I mean, it's freedom of speech. I can say whatever I want to say. Never acknowledging the impact that that has on a lot of people, you know. I get it. And what about people who were raised by a talker? They were raised by a talker. Being raised by a talker that underdelivers or never delivers can be a bad thing because they can desensitize you to people making promises that they have no intentions of ever keeping. It can desensitize you to that. So it can throw your expectations into a tailspin. It can ruin your expectations of people. I don't know, man. I don't know about you, but I don't like the sound of that. But think about it. If you're raised by a mother or father and a mother, or auntie or an uncle or grandparents who always making promises, always talking about what they're going to do, but fail to even put some of the promises in motion. Like, you got to at least get the party started. Some of them don't. For example, all right, you know what? I was going to start to go into the whole holidays and birthday things. Like, you know, for the holidays, we're going to do this, or I'm going to get this, or we're going to celebrate this way. Or for your birthday, I'll do this for you, I'll get this for you, and blah, blah, blah. There are parents who say those things but don't do it. Okay, that's one thing. But what about the parents who say that they're going to do something, some things that are essential to their parenting, and they don't deliver? Like, let's say you're dealing with a parent that's on drugs, that either abuses drugs or is addicted to drugs, and they're constantly saying how they're going to stop getting high, and they're going to improve themselves and get better, and they're going to concentrate on their family, and they're going to stay clean, and they're going to do the right things. That's what they said. And everybody wants to believe them because everybody wants for that to be true. They need for it to be true. There's only one problem. It's not true. It's not true. And that's the problem. That's the biggest problem. So, yeah. They said that they were going to stop getting high, and they was going to go to rehab, and they were going to get themselves together, and they were going to get their kids back, and they were going to get their house back or get another apartment, and they were going to work hard, and they were going to turn the whole thing around. They were going to right the ship. That's what they tell you, and that's what they told you. And guess what? Guess what? They told you all of that while they were getting high. They didn't even tell you that when they were sober. They told you that while they were tipsy. They told you that while they were drunk. They told you that while they were binging. They told you that while they were high. They told you all of that. Thing is, you may be so in love with your parents, which you should be. You may be so in love with your parents that you recognize their sickness, and you learn not to expect a deliverance on any of the things that they said that they were going to deliver on. You've learned to look the other way. You've had no other choice. Now you're desensitized to lies. You're desensitized to false promises or broken promises. You're desensitized. You start saying, well, I never really planned for, I know you said you were going to come and get us on Saturday, and you were going to be there by no later than 2 or 3 o'clock. I knew when you said it, I knew you were lying because I knew you was high. I knew that you weren't in your right state. I knew that you was just boasting. I knew that you were saying things just to say it. You know, sometimes when people are in their liquor or when they're in their addiction, they're also in their own mind. You can say that they're out of their mind, but they're in their own mind. So rather than even wait for them to come and get you on that Saturday, you already went out and did things and made alternative plans. And then later on that day, you may get a call from your parents saying, oh, I'm so sorry that I didn't come through. You might get that call because a lot of times you won't get that call. That's the way drugs work. You make calls after you finish using drugs, abusing drugs, getting high on drugs, binging off drugs. You take care of your business after that. So as a child growing up, you had learned to channel your disappointment in another way. So you were so used to, you know, mommy and or daddy saying that they were going to come and get you or do the right things by you and all of that you stop expecting it anymore. So now your desensitization, now because you are desensitized to the truth being twisted, you're so used to the lies being told and the misrepresentation that when you hear it from other people who you may have new expectations from, you don't even care. And I'm saying all of this to say that growing up and being raised by a parent that was inconsistent and that talked all the time and delivered nothing. But don't get me wrong, they may have delivered a high percentage of time on the bullshit. Like when it came to, you know, jerking somebody, conning somebody, or working somebody over, yeah, they delivered on that all the time. They just didn't deliver on the things that were important to you. So you might involve yourself with friends who make promises and don't deliver. You're desensitized. It don't matter. You figure I got to take care of everything by myself anyway, for myself, by myself. But, you know, we can't do everything for ourselves and by ourselves. We try, but we can't do everything. And you may romantically hook up with people who will not deliver to you. And you know that ain't a good look. Yeah. You might involve yourself and start going with somebody that makes dates with you, stands you up, makes appointments for y'all, never delivers. Talk about how y'all going away and what y'all going to do, the booking flights and hotels and all of that. Never going to do it. Never do it. Never going to get 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 it. Woo, 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 woo. Never going to get it. 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 Never going to. Woo, 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 woo. Shout out to En Vogue. Shout out to En Vogue. En Vogue. But yeah, man, you can wind up being desensitized to the lies, desensitized to the broken promises. And I don't see how any good can come out of that. I don't see how any good can come out of listening to somebody say what they're going to do and knowing that they're not going to do it. So you don't even feel comfortable trying to make plans for what somebody has promised you. They promised you what they was going to do. Promised. You was right there. when they promised you. The golden tongues is what we're talking about. Don't talk me to death. Do not talk me to death. Back those words up. Give me some action. Do something. Do something. Okay, you said that you was going to put a ring on it. Where is the ring? You said we would get married one day. At least get the party started. Speaking of getting married and proposal, you know, there are people out there that will declare that y'all going to get married one day, but never make the proposal. To me, that's a form of making an open-ended promise, no date set, not even a formal invitation has been sent, because there's no reason to send formal invitations if you don't have a definitive date set. You understand what I'm saying? Do you understand what I'm saying? Because I understand what I'm trying to say. I get me. Yes, I do. Do you get me? Do you? But yeah, you might, man, I'm losing my train of thought because I told y'all my thing is spaghetti-like and I don't want to feed into it. Oh, yeah. Marriage proposal. So they might have casually said to you, like, yeah, I'm going to marry you one day because I love you so much. You know, it's going to be me and you together forever. Run DMC and stuff in the leather. But they never made the proposal. Forget about the ring. Forget about the ring. But for those of y'all who need the ring, okay, the ring. Present the ring. Go buy the ring. Go get the ring. Show good faith. Get a ring. If you can't set a date, get a ring. We all know that getting a ring sometimes puts off the conversation for a long time because you got the hardware. Oh, yeah. Sometimes the ring is good enough as a marriage, is as good as a marriage. Sometimes, definitely not all the time, but sometimes that ring. So if you're dealing with somebody who says how dedicated they are to you and how they're going to try to make it with you and do it with you and be there for you and it's going to be you and them forever. Well, you need to pay attention to whether they have actually even tried to make good on the words that they spoke by at least purchasing some hardware. Just a little bit of hardware. You ain't got to do a lot. Just a little hardware. Just a little bit of hardware. A little bit of love is all it takes. A little bit of love can go a long way. A little bit of love is all it takes. I saw a documentary. Was it yesterday? It was either yesterday or Thursday. It might have been Thursday, about Ralph Tresvant of New Edition and how in 1987 he had actually made a whole album. Because he was going to go solo. But it never happened. And I know they touched on that a little bit on the documentary about New Edition. But yeah. He had recorded a whole album. They said that the album that he recorded, I guess they shelved the project because it never came out. None of the songs were released. But they said that was the whole inspiration for Bobby Brown's Don't Be Cruel album. They said essentially, Ralph Tresvant wrote and inspired the whole New Jack Swing sound of Don't Be Cruel that Teddy Riley produced for Bobby Brown. It was an interesting little documentary. It was an interesting little documentary. What's going on, Stacey White? What's going on, T. Carey Wright? Good to see y'all. Good to see you. We only going to be on for another few minutes and then we're through. Good to see you. Good to see you. We're only going to be on for another few. Because I feel like I'm running out of gas. I don't want to be up here sleeping. So tell you what. I can give y'all probably another 5 or 10 minutes and then we're going to wrap it. We really are. We're going to wrap it. I want to fight through it. I better do this while ain't nobody commenting anyway. You know what I'm saying? Like before the conversation really gets started. But yeah, I just wanted to drop a few jewels in y'all. Drop a few concepts. You know, I mean, perhaps we can pick up this topic at another time, maybe even tomorrow if that's what y'all want. But yeah, don't talk me to death. Con men talk you to death. That's all they do. Earlier I was talking about how people who talk, the big talkers of the world are the ones who fill up stadiums full of people. And they get those stadiums full of people to do things that either are important or that they just wanted them to do. You get 20,000 people, 30,000 people, 40,000, however big the stadium can be that you can fill. However large, that's your thing. That's your thing. You know, so you, if you're able to have that type of influence based on your verbal capabilities, like I can talk you to death and I can talk you to life. I can speak life into you. Speaking life into somebody. Ooh, I'm talking about stuff I ain't mean to talk about. Speaking life into somebody. Are those words or actions? Come on, y'all. Come on. Are those words or are they actions? Come on. When you speak life into someone, is that a word or is that an action? I'm speaking life into you. Well, it's probably hard to speak life into somebody who is not physically there with you. But I can't say that for sure. I cannot say that for sure. Speaking life into somebody, words or actions, is that a word? Grease is the word, it's the word that you heard. It's got groove, it's got meaning. Grease is the time, it's the place, it's the motion. Grease is the way we are feeling. Din-in-it. Well, we say that action speaks louder than words, but do they? I think just louder words speak louder than words. Words speak louder than words. I don't know about the actions. People's actions are often misunderstood, misinterpreted, misrepresented. A lot of times. Shoot. The things that you may have done, you may not even understand. You ever ask yourself, like, why did I do that? Why did I do that? Why? Why, Ty? Gino came over in the middle of the night. I was listening to the door. All I heard was a fight. Words speak louder than, actions speak, Good night, sweetheart. Yeah, it's time to go. Do 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 do. Do 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 do. Do 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 do. All right. Let's do these birthday shout outs. Let's do these birthday shout outs. Let's do the birthday shout out. All right. We have some birthday shout outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious. Mate, June 3rd, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special because they are special because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box is our number one out the box. Shirley Sherrill, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. Thanks for being around. Thanks for being in the world. Happy birthday to you. I hope that today finds you in good health, happiness, mind, body, soul, and spirit. You do the damn thing. You. And also Latanya Pruitt, happy birthday to you. And Melissa R. Williams, my girl, go get her, Melissa Williams. And she's raising money for the Mary Kay Ash Foundation. Interesting. And also Alan M. Swine turning 59 years old today. And my girl Hope Costin, who I know is Hope Inyama. And she grew up right next door to me when I was growing up. And also Fela Watusi turning 61 years old today. And my man Reggie Reg, happy birthday to you. And Jamie Pope, happy birthday to you. And Ty Star Horton, happy birthday. And Sharnice Frazier turning 33 years old today. And Carla Henry turning 59 years old today. And Teresa Brown, Brown, go get her. Teresa Brown turning 59 years old today. And Philly Peace turning 46 years old today. Oh, yeah, there are a lot of birthdays on June 3rd. Don't get a twist. And Amy Mayeta Perez turning 42 years old today. And Tasha McKinney turning 47 years old today. And Tracy Williams turning 51 years old today. And last but not least, my girl Shakira Kai. Happy birthday to you, Shakira. I hope that today finds you all in good health, happiness, mind, body, soul, and spirit. And this goes out to each and everybody out there who shares this birthday on this glorious. June 3rd, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally. All of y'all go ahead and turn up. But don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. I rock out. Rock on it. Do the damn. Rock out. Rock on it. Do the damn. Rock out. Rock on it. Do the damn thing. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, man, listen. Don't let them talk you to death. Don't let them waste all their breath. Don't let them talk you to death. Don't let them waste all your breath. Don't let them take you to another place that you don't want to be. Don't make the let you believe that they're going to deliver on the package they didn't even make. They didn't even fill up the box. But you got to do what you got to do, and you got to do it from your hairline down to your socks. And everything is going to be all right. If you make it all right, you got to make it all right. Sometimes it'll be all right. Yeah. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. Love y'all right back to life. We will be back tomorrow with a lot more energy and more material. You know what I mean? No fumbles or stumbles or jumbles tomorrow. So listen, man, I appreciate y'all coming through. Hit the like button, share the show, subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel. What up, Emily? All right, so the hell we're going to do. I said a blog talk, we going to get you out of here. Yeah, 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 yeah.